Happy to bring in Garrett Temple of the Sacramento Kings. Garrett, have you ever seen Bobby Brown in person?
I've never seen Bobby Brown in person. Nah, that's a random question.
Yeah, don't. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Damien said it was a terrible show.
Yeah, just really don't. Bobby did a 45-minute rendition of Good Enough. It was all bad, man. He sang like four songs but was on stage for 2 hours.
Wow.
Come on, man. Not good, man. How you enjoying being in Minnesota in December for three straight days?
I would have loved to be in Toronto, but I actually have a friend that lives here, him and his wife, so I'm able to spend time with them.
Okay.
This is definitely cold here. I'm cooped up in the hotel right now. I feel good.
Yeah, we were saying that like there's got to be a team vote. We know Coach is from Minnesota. He's got family and friends there. But everybody wants to go to Toronto. I got to believe the whole traveling party would rather be in Toronto.
Yeah, I think if we took a vote, people would vote. We'd rather be in Toronto. But I think guys are going to go to the Mall of America. And like I say, I'm lucky because I have a personal friend here. So, it worked out. But I'd much rather be in Toronto.
We got to let you know, Garrett, you've got the entire city sleeping in 90-minute cycles.
Yes, you do. The perfect nap.
It's like we did the morning show a couple days ago, and I went home and took a nap, and I woke up so excited, man, because it was – if it wasn't exactly 90 minutes, it must have been like 92, and I can't tell you how good I felt after that.
Are you serious?
Bro, we call it – we
Garrett
we don't
Temple
even,
nap.
We call, that's what we call it. I called Jason right away and said, man, I had the perfect Garrett Temple nap today.
Hey, bro, I'm telling you, it does work. From what I've been feeling, every time I wake up, every time I take a nap, or if I sleep through the night, 7.5 hours or 9 hours, I feel great, man. If I get that 8 hour, 8, 10, it's like, it's not the same. It's just not the same, man.
Yeah, Garrett, we even have a text right here. It says, you guys need a weekly health segment with Garrett. His sleeping/napping tips were fantastic. Now I only take 90-minute naps. I wake up feeling amazing. See, everybody's on board.
Yeah.
Changing.
Now we got to get people on board about this water. Teach people about water and pH level and stuff.
What do we know?
I've heard this. This is pretty advanced here.
I mean, first of all, we know you're supposed to drink water to balance out the, you know, your pH level in your body. Obviously, your body is over 70% water. But the water that we're drinking, you know, sometimes the pH level isn't great. The lower the pH level, the more acidic the water is, obviously. So you want to drink alkaline water. And, you know, a lot of our team is drinking Essentia water now, which is basically like 9.5 pH level. So basically you want to drink water that has the highest pH. Not to be, you know, rag on anybody's parade, but like Aquafina, Dasani, those pH levels are really like 4.5 or 5, which is not good at all. So we need to make sure we're drinking water that has at least a 7.5 pH. Fiji is like 7.7. And just get a little pH strip and test it. You know, to see where your water's at. Try to get the highest pH water you can.
And how much water a day?
As much as you can. All I drink is water. I drink Gatorade every now and then, but as much water as you can. I don't really know a certain amount. It depends on how much you sweat and how much, you know, movement you do during the day. But you got to stay hydrated, man, you know.
Well, we got to shift gears here, unfortunately. Can you guys take away anything from the game last night?
A few things, you know, after watching film, we noticed defensively, especially in the first half, we had some good defensive segments. They were making some tough shots, especially, obviously, Cat Towns was making some real tough shots in the first half, some shots that you couldn't play any better defense. And then in the second half, Jimmy hit a couple of tough ones with two people on him. You know, but at the end of the day, we still had a lot of things that we are supposed to be doing. Both offensively and defensively that we are not doing. And it's simple fixes. So we watched about 40 minutes of film today. And, you know, hopefully we change it when we go up to the round.
How about your teammate De'Aaron? Kind of, that was an awkward play, bang knees or maybe the thigh midsection. I'm not sure where exactly he connected there with Towns. But any word on how you think he might be going forward?
Yeah, I think he's going to be okay. He was shooting a little bit today. But yeah, I was in the game when it happened, but I didn't really see it. And when he told me about it, I remembered it vaguely. But yeah, like you said, it's just a little freak play, freak accident, cutting through the lane. I mean, Fox is so small, man. You know what I'm saying? So slim. So any little nick or knack may have him out of game. So I think if he's not able to play in Toronto, he should be good for the next game.
Garrett Temple of your Sacramento Kings with us here on the Lowdown. Garrett, I'm sure you're frustrated with the way your shot has been over the course of the last three or four games or so. But as a player, as someone who's been in the league as long as you have, how do you just try to put the last game out of your mind and keep shooting, knowing at some point that ball's going to fall in for you?
You just do it. There's really nothing to actually do or anything to say. You just go out and continue to trust the work you've been putting in, continue to put in the same work, and just trust your shot, you know. My first actually jumper I had last night, I hit it, and then, you know, I think a couple of times offensively we got to make sure that we're, you know, just everybody in general, but if we're playing the right way, then people know when their shots are coming, and I think especially the last two or three games, you know, offensively, I didn't know where my shot was coming from, you know, or when I'd get the shot. So, you know, to help somebody that's in the slump, or just in general, to help the offense flow, you know, just playing, making the right plays and being in the right positions, getting the ball at the right time, you know, the right rhythm, that helps people just make shots in general, or help people get out of slumps.
Garrett, the game Sunday against Toronto reminds me a little bit of when you had Milwaukee twice in a week, where you played them here, kind of had that experience, then went there, had a rough start, but then regrouped and got back in that game. You kind of feel the same way with kind of such recent knowledge with Toronto, just playing them this last Sunday, playing them again. What do you feel like you have to tweak this time against the Raptors?
Yeah, I think we got to come out, obviously, with a different energy than we did against them the first time. You know, got to keep them off the foul line. I was in terrible foul trouble in that game. We got to understand that, you know, DeMar's going to get calls, Kyle's going to get calls. We got to play defense without fouling. And, you know, try to change the things that we saw on film. Like I said, you know, one thing I said in the locker room last night was we have to start holding each other accountable. Even though we're a young team, we have to start holding each other accountable as players. You know, coach can't point out every single thing that we do wrong. So as players, we have to start holding each other accountable and start feeling bad if we don't do something right on the floor. And, you know, that comes with time. And like I said, hopefully we can change some things when we do play Toronto.
You guys had one of your better foul shooting games yesterday. Unfortunately, you didn't shoot very many. And that's a topic that we've discussed with you before. Does that come up in your film sessions about being aggressive and getting to the basket and trying to get other teams in foul trouble?
Yeah, it didn't today, but it comes up. Like at the end of the game, we knew we had 11. We shot 11 free throws in the first half and one in the second. You know, and it was a, you know, what, 9-8 point game at halftime. Should have been 5 if we had defended at the last possession.
Yeah.
But you know, those type of things really matter, especially when you get to the foul line, when you attack the basket, you don't allow people to get out and run. And obviously, us having turnovers last night allowed them to have a lot of transition. But when you, like I said, when you get to the foul line, you slow the game down. So even if you're not making shots, you're still being able to get back and set your defense. And I think that's something that we've got to continue to talk about and continue to harp on if we're trying to, you know, compete and be a better team.
Feels like you guys have been living on the road. Have you finished Blood Brothers yet?
Yeah, I finished Blood Brothers, man. Blood Brothers. My mom actually came. She was in town this past week, and she took it with her. She said she's going to read it.
Man.
So, you know, because she grew up watching Cassius Clay and then obviously when he went to Muhammad Ali and stuff and, you know, listening to Malcolm. So, she excited about reading it.
But Doug Christie and I both downloaded, like the second you said it, Doug and I downloaded it. I walked out of the studio. Doug was doing the same thing. He was downloading it also. I'll probably finish it tonight or this weekend, man. That is a fantastic book.
I told you, bro.
Man.
So great.
It really is. And it's really good for people because Jason and I talk about this a lot, Garrett, is the kind of how Muhammad Ali turned into a myth and we actually forget what Muhammad Ali was going through back in the 60s, and we associate Ali with like this civil rights icon. And that book right. lays out so clearly, he wanted no part of that.
No part of that.
It is an absolutely incredible book.
Forget how young, he was 21, 22, 23 at this time. Like he and people were looking at him as a, like you said, an icon. He wanted no parts of that. It's a 4 or 5 year span where he, writes about, and it's so descriptive. I feel like I'm there every
yeah.
time. Him and Ali, him and Malcolm Meade and stuff. It's great, man.
And if you haven't read the autobiography of Malcolm X, this is a yeah. really good shortcut to get like the last few years of his life and his relationship, or
very much so.
Lack thereof, with Muhammad Ali. Really, man, that was a great recommendation, Gary. That's a top five book right there.
No, I got you, brother. Come on now. I need you to recommend one for me now.
Okay. Well, hold on, man. I got to finish yours. Wait a minute. Let me get through Blood Brothers. You go get the win in Toronto, and I'll have a book for you next week.
Sounds good.
All right. We appreciate Thanks, you, man. Be well.
All right. Then appreciate y'all having me, man.
All right. That is Garrett Temple of your Sacramento Kings.